So you like hockey? Congratulations. You're amongst the smartest sports fans in the world. Want to fight about it? Join me, the Hockey Troll, and that snack, Poly Cupcakes, every Monday and Thursday on the official Caps Chirp podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL, your Washington Capitals.
Not only do we bring you the best Washington Capitals coverage, but we've got the hottest takes and the tastiest content.
Tune in wherever you get your podcasts and at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. Chirp us on all social media platforms at Caps Chirp.
See you beauties and benders there.
Hello, LA Kings fans and hockey fans, and welcome to episode 12 of season 2 of the Kings Den, as always presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. As always, I am your host, Jordy Cunningham. Thank you so much for joining us for episode 12 of the Kings Den of season 2. As always, before we get started, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Kings Den THPN and on Instagram as well at the same handle at the Kings Den THPN. As always, I'm your host, Jordy Cunningham. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Cunningham Jordy, or don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Jordy underscore Cunningham 23. Don't forget, of course, we are presented by the Hockey Podcast Network, so don't forget to follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter and Instagram at HockeyPodNet, or on Facebook, just search the Hockey Podcast Network. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube for all of our great video footage going on around the network. Just search the Hockey Podcast Network on YouTube. And don't forget to check us out on Patreon. For $1, you can find all of our exclusive bonus content, including after hours and everything else. So definitely check that out as well. Just search the Hockey Podcast Network on Patreon. Fans, it's exciting. The hockey season is here. The hockey season has started right now as we record this. The Kings, they finally start tomorrow. Their first game since March 11th, 2020 is tomorrow night. Or tonight, as you're listening to this. Just think about that. Hockey is finally back. It's an exciting time. It's nice to have it back. Really nice to have it back. I've been watching some. I watched some of the Pittsburgh-Philly game. I've been watching some of the Toronto-Montreal game on this opening night. It's been so much fun. I can't wait to watch Vancouver-Edmonton tonight. But most of all, I cannot wait to watch the LA Kings take on the Minnesota Wild tomorrow night. The season finally starts. First game the Kings will play in over 10 months. Over 10 months! That is crazy. So the LA Kings will finally open their season tomorrow night against Minnesota Wild. Hockey is back. The NHL is back. Get excited. We have a ton of Kings news to talk about, including the final roster was put in today by the LA Kings. And of course, you have your roster and your taxi squad this year. We have a lot to get into from the final few days of training camp as well. But we'll start right away with the final roster. And it turns out the injury bug and the COVID bug have hit the Kings a little bit, which is really too bad, but we'll get into all that right now. First of all, the LA Kings roster. Let's just start it right now. The LA Kings roster looks like this to start off. Michael Amadio, Andres Athanasiou, Dustin Brown, Jeff Carter, Carl Gunstrom, Alex Iafallo, Adrian Kempe, Anze Kopitar, Blake Lizotte, Matt Luff, Trevor Moore, Gabe Vilardi, and Austin Wagner are your 13 forwards. Your seven defensemen are Mark Ault, Mikey Anderson, Tobias Bornfoot making it from the World Juniors, Cal Clegg, Drew Doughty, Ole Mata, and Matt Roy. And your two goaltenders are Jonathan Quick and Troy Grozenik. And when you look at that, you might be saying, oh, there are some big names missing there. Well, you know, we talked last episode that there was a few players that missed the scrimmage on Saturday night and have missed some time. Well, it turns out And they're not all because of injuries. Prospect Alex Turcotte, he is hurt. He got hurt in the gold medal game against Canada at the World Juniors. That's why he is not on the opening night roster. And it turns out that goaltender Cal Peterson, defenseman Sean Walker, and Curtis McDermott are all in COVID protocol to start the season, which is too bad. But it sounds like they could be ready for the second game of the season on Saturday, also against the Minnesota Wild. So they will miss the opener Thursday night, but they could be back on Saturday night again against the Minnesota Wild. So that's McDermott, Walker, and Cal Peterson are all on the COVID list to start the season. And you know what? Teams are going to go through this. Every team is going to go through this on the season. The NHL announced before play started today that there's 27 players on the COVID list right now. And a lot of precaution, it's not confirmed that these players have COVID, but they could be a close contact. There could be something like that. They tested positive, then tested negative, then tested positive again, something like that. So we don't know 100% if they do test positive. We just know that they're in COVID protocol. So again, Kyle Peterson, Sean Walker, Curtis McDermott, all missing the first game of the season because of COVID protocol. And you know what? That opens the doors for some people, you know? That opens the doors for some of these players. But exciting season's here. I'm excited that Tobias Bornfoot is on the opening night roster. That's kind of the one surprise. Yeah, I knew that he made the team last year. And he's just coming from the World Juniors. But again, if you have McDermott and Walker there, who's out of those seven, right? Who's out of those seven? It's probably Bornfoot and Ault. Maybe Clegg, but head coach Thomas Lolan is really impressed with Cale Clegg. We're going to talk about that as well. So, and of course, Peterson would be there to in goaltending with Jonathan Quickle. In addition to the roster this year, there's also the taxi squad. And you can have up to six on the taxi squad, but the Kings are starting with four on the taxi squad. And I think that's because some of the COVID guys will go to the taxi squad, or they'll get added to the roster, and a couple of guys on the current roster will go to the taxi squad. But the current taxi squad is Elias Andersson, which, you know, he's going to play for the LA Kings. He's going to get a chance, but he is starting the season on the taxi squad, along with Jared Anderson Dolan, also Austin Strand, a defenseman, and Matt Valadia. I always say it wrong. Valadia is on the squad as well. Also assigned, in addition to injuries, we said that Turcotte was on the injured roster. Marty Firk is also on the injured roster with the injury as well. The five of them, Turcotte, Firk, and then the three COVID players, McDermott, Walker, and Peterson, are all listed as injured / non-roster. So, and then, of course, Walker, Peterson, and McDermott got changed to the COVID list. But those... So it's just minor injuries for Turcotte and Firk, it sounds like, as well. It sounds like they're not going to miss much time, and they're going to be back soon as well. On top of the roster moves from today, Quinton Byfield and Arthur Kaliev, of course, coming from the World Juniors, were assigned to the AHL Ontario Reign today. They finally did get a few days of practice in training camp. Head coach Sean McClellan, the staff, they were really impressed with them, but of course they were going down to Ontario as well, and we have a bunch of quotes from them as well talking about it. But before we get into that, I just want to talk about this quickly, that we're talking about lines. We've talked about it a bit. What is the start of the season going to look like for the LA Kings line wise? And we know the roster already. So this was the lines from the last day of practice that we had. So it sounds like the top line is going to be Kopitar centering Iafallo on the left side and Brown on the right side. We saw that line a lot last year, obviously. And then I love this second line. We have Lizotte centering Athanasiou on the left side and Carter on the right side. We talked about that a lot last episode. I love that line. I think that line is going to do really well. I think there's a little bit of everything on that line, and I really like that. And then the third line, you have Gabe Vilardi centering Adrian Kempe and Austin Wagner. I like that line a lot. I like the speed on that line. There's some tenaciousness on that line as well, and Wagner's speed is really going to help that line. Vilardi's going to have a huge year, so I'm very excited for that. And then the fourth line is Michael Amadio centering Trevor Moore on the left side and Matt Luff on the right side. And, you know, head coach Tom McClellan, he has been up on a lot of these guys, but he was up on Matt Luff. We're going to get into that as well, but he is excited. he's excited about these guys. But that's what it sounds like the opening night lines are going to be. Kopitar, Iafallo, Brown, Lazat, Athanasiu, Carter, Vilardi, Kempe, Wagner, and Amadio, centering Moore and Luff. And, you know, we talked a lot about these guys. Like, we've kind of gone over everyone throughout training camp, like what's going on and stuff like that. But head coach Tom Latellen was talking about Gabe Vilardi again. Because as you know, Vilardi was in that as well. Vilardi didn't play on Saturday in the scrimmage because of, they didn't say why, whether it was COVID protocols or a minor injury. It sounds like it was more minor injury because I think he'd be on the COVID protocol list if that was still the case. But head coach Tom Latellen said that he has been cleared to play, and he said it's exciting to get him back out there, and he was excited to be back out there himself. He makes a difference when he's out there, and that's what we need him to do. What I am very excited for as well is Gabe Vilardi is getting some time on the power play, and I think he's going to be real good on that as well. You know, he's an offensive guy, and I think he's really going to help out this LA Kings power play that's going to be much improved this season as well. And then also this week, before we get to World Junior guys, like I just said, head coach Tom Latellen has loved Matt Luff and what he has brought this training camp. He's going to be on the fourth line. He's not a flashy guy. He's not a big goal scorer. He's a guy that's going to grind for you. And head coach Tom Latellen said, if you compare the two camps, it's not even close. This year, he was noticeable. He made an impact on every scrimmage. It's not always about scoring goals, but he did a lot of hard work to create for others. Grasp the systems. I think it's night and day from where he was last year at this point until now. With him, he's got to maintain the momentum he's created throughout training camp and put it into play in the regular season. And of course, Matt Luff, he spent some time up with the big club last year, but not a lot. He was mostly in the AHL last year. But he's excited to be a part of this team day in and day out. He said, my goal is to play Thursday night and every night after that. Just keep working and keep giving them reasons why they have to put me in the lineup. So he wants to play. He doesn't want to go anywhere. Matt Luff wants to play, and you know, he's proving it. He's a fourth liner. He's a grinder. He was great in the scrimmage on Saturday night, and he wants to be a part of this team, and I think he very well has a chance to do that as well. He also, with the extended break as well in the offseason, he also went on to say it helped me to work on a lot. He had a new coach during the offseason. It really helped him because Matt Luff, he's a fourth liner, but he really thinks that he can score some goals as well, and he's really excited to be it. He says, guys have pointed out that I look bigger, faster, and stronger. So with those added months, I just prepared every day like I was trying to make the Kings. Having those 8-9 months was huge. So he's excited to be a part of the opening night roster, and I'm excited that he is a part of the opening night roster for the LA Kings. And now, finally, what was exciting for the Kings this week, not just with the season started, was on Monday, the World Junior guys got to come practice. They got through the COVID protocols. When we talked about last episode, it sounded like it was going to be a while since they practiced, but they got through all the protocols. Okay, so they got to practice a few times this week. So Bornfoot, Kaliev, and Byfield all practiced. Of course, Turcotte didn't because of injury. And, you know, they were excited to see him. The staff was excited to see them out there. Rob Blake was excited. The GM was excited to see them out there as well. But to just go over like some of the stuff they said quickly, like I went over World Juniors a little bit, and Byfield actually said, you know what? Like, the plane ride down here was quiet. I was still kind of mad. I didn't really want to talk to them, but of course they're my teammates now, so it's all good. We made up. We talked about it. It's all good, sort of thing. So, first of all, head coach Tom Latellen said, Bornfoot, Kaliev, and Quinton Byfield all skated and they were fine. They were excited. I think they were probably a little nervous. Usually they get to step into training camp with a lot of other junior faces, maybe some younger players they're familiar with. But here it's right in with Kopitar, Brown, Doughty, veterans like that. I'm sure there were some nerves, but they handled it very well. And of course, when you think about it, like guys like Kaliev and Turcotte and Bornfoot, like Bornfoot made the team out of training camp last year. And you got to think training camp is in September, usually. This year it's in January. So this was Quinton Byfield's first skate in an LA Kings jersey. His first one. Kaliev, Turcotte, Bornfoot, they've all been there. This was Byfield's first skate in an LA Kings jersey, you know? And so, of course, there was some nervousness there. Like, he just got drafted second overall a couple months ago. So to have that be your first skate right after the World Juniors, I'm sure it was a bit of a whirlwind for him as well. But when after practice, he just said, I think it was pretty exciting to be out there with all the guys. It was a good practice. When it got underway, it was quite a bit of fun. It's an exciting time stepping out there for your first pro skate and just getting to know all the guys. The excitement level was pretty high today. Byfield also skated with Matt Luff and Trevor Moore, so he was a centerman on the line, and it was a high tempo line. And then there was the day before he got him and Kaliev got sent down. He was centering Kaliev and Grunstrom, who of course is on the taxi squad, while Byfield and Kaliev got sent down to the Ontario Reign. But no, exciting for them. Very excited. Continuing to talk about it, Byfield went on to say, honestly, it's pretty crazy. Everything's just kind of up in the air right now. You don't know what's going on with everything. You've got to be prepared if it's a situation that you're put in. You've just got to make the best of the opportunity. If that's playing in the NHL, hopefully, I just want to make the best of the opportunity. If not, whenever I go, make the best of my opportunity there and be the best player of myself and make an impact either way. So, of course, that's Byfield. He said that on Tuesday, and of course he got sent down to the AHL today on Wednesday. And Kaliev as well, he was in the same boat. He says, in speaking of, you know how I just said that Byfield hasn't had a training camp yet and Kaliev has, sort of thing? Kaliev kind of compared it to that, and he said, talking about last year's camp, he said, I think it really did help. Last year, I didn't know what to expect, didn't know what was going to happen or the pace. This year, I felt more comfortable being here and knowing what to expect and what to do. So, you know, Kaliev, he had that experience. He was happy to be there as well. And, of course, it was nice to see these three skate, of course, Byfoot and Kaliev and Bornfoot as well. And you know what? I'm really excited that Bornfoot is making this opening night roster. Of course, I think he is because of COVID protocols. That's probably what it is. But he is really excited as well. And you know what? He said he's more comfortable as well. And the coaching staff sees it as well. You know, the first time you're nervous a bit, I think it's going to be huge that Bornfoot got to play those three games in the NHL last year. Got to play beside Doughty. Him and Doughty loves this kid. And I think it's really exciting that they're getting to play together again, and that Bornfoot's on this opening night roster as well. And of course, when it comes to comfort level, head coach Tom McLellan saw it right away. He said, certainly he does. He's more comfortable with us. He knows his environment. He knows where he's going in the locker room. I would think from a comfort level, he's further ahead than the others. He plays a different position than the others that just entered. So he's not necessarily competing with other players. He's competing with the ones who have been here in training camp for 2 weeks now. I see it in him. It's hard to believe they're all relatively the same age, because Toby does carry himself like he has been around for a year, and he certainly does. So you see, just three games of experience, and he's ready to go. Of course, Bornfoot played in the AHL all season long last year, but you know, he takes it upon himself. You know, like, he's ready to go, and it's exciting for the kid as well. And I hope he makes an impact. I hope he gets his chance on opening night. I don't know, and he makes an impact right away. And I think that's going to be awesome for them as well. And of course, so the AHL roster, of course, we know the most of it. Like, Byfield's going to be a star on it. Kaliev is going to be a star on it. And of course, other people that are down there for the forward group are Dudas, Missassant, Vajimo, Amama, Kapari, Madden, and Thomas. And of course, Brickley and Dusry on the defensive end, along with a few others as well. But no, just, it's exciting times, man. The LA Kings open the season tomorrow, or today, I guess. Today. And you know what? It's exciting times for the LA Kings. It's really, really exciting times. Like, you got to think, tomorrow they open the season, it's going to be January 14th. They haven't played since March 11th. March 11th, 2020. That's 309 days. The LA Kings haven't played a hockey game in 309 days. And you know, they're just itching to be back on that ice. They're just itching to be back on that ice. And you know what? They're excited to play. And I think they're going to beat the Minnesota Wild tomorrow. I really think they are. I think they're going to beat the Minnesota Wild tomorrow. You know, LA, the home team, they're going to come out hot. Of course, they haven't played in months. They want to show off. They want to be like, hey, we're here. We're better this season. and we're going to win this opening game of the season. And speaking of that, speaking of this game against the Minnesota Wild, tomorrow, the Soda Pod, of course, the official podcast of the Minnesota Wild here at the Hockey Podcast Network, they're doing a stream all game long where they'll be live pregame during the intermissions of the game and postgame as well. And I will be joining them during the pregame. So definitely check me out on there. The Soda Pod will have it. It'll be on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and I'm sure Twitter as well. But it's gonna be like a live stream. It's kind of like gonna be like a Hockey Central sort of thing, where there's gonna be a pregame and then they're gonna be live during the intermissions and then postgame as well. And I'll be lucky enough to be joining them pregame to talk about the Kings and the Young Guns and of course COVID kind of going through the team and stuff like that as well. So it's gonna be exciting. I'm so excited to be talking with Isha and the State of Hoppy during the first game of the season, or to preview the first game of the season. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm very, very excited to be a part of it. So check that out as well. You know what? Like, the NHL's back, man. It's just exciting. It's super, super exciting. The NHL's back. There's a lot to look forward to. I know what's going to be tough during the season, what the NFL went through, what MLB went through, what everyone's going through is COVID. And don't even get me started about the streets of Alabama after the national championship the other day. That's another thing. But, you know, there's going to be some COVID issues during the season. Hopefully, this is just precautionary for the LA Kings of McDermott, Peterson, and Walker on the list right now is all the COVID that the Kings have to deal with this season, because that would be shitty if they have to deal with more, you know? But hopefully, they don't get any games canceled. Hopefully, they don't have anyone get COVID. I know COVID is just going rampant in California right now. It sucks. But I hope everyone stays safe. And I hope there's not much, I guess, postponement in the season, I guess, for lack of a better word. I hope that there's nothing that delays the season or anything like that, or to that degree. So without further ado, we've kind of talked about this a little bit, but how do you think the LA Kings will do this season? Where will they finish? How do you think they'll do? Where will they finish? How much? I know, and for me personally, in this season, I just want to see improvement, and I think that we're going to have that. I think there's going to be a huge amount of growth, but for the young guys on this team, and for the middle guys, for the Kempes, for the Iafallos, and I think for the young guys like the Bornfoots and all the rest. Like, I'm so excited to see the Velardis. I almost said Turcotte. The Velardis. I'm excited to see these guys. And I'm excited to see... I'm most excited for the line of Lizotte, Carter, and Athanasiu. Athanasiu struggles defensively, but that speed, I think, is really gonna make that line fun, and I'm very excited for it. And I really think that the power play is going to be improved this season as well, and I'm really excited to watch for that as well. And, you know, I'm just be excited, you know? That's like the word of the day for this episode, is excitement. The LA Kings are back. LA Kings are back. Be excited, Kings fans, because the LA Kings are back. Finally, enjoy it. It's a 56-game sprint. Today, right now, as we record this, it's the start of 116 straight days of NHL hockey. And the start of 50 straight days of both having the NHL and the NBA on the same night. So be excited. Because this is going to be a sprint. This is going to be a sprint and a marathon all in one. So, Kings fans, get ready. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a hell of a ride. We're going to have a lot to talk about, and we're going to have it all here at the Kings Den. So, quickly, before we finish off here, episode 12 of season 2 of the Kings Den. Last episode, I gave out my award winners, who's going to win the awards, and I gave out my playoff teams for the NHL season. And just to quickly go over it, I said the West is going to look like Colorado 1, Vegas 2, St. Louis 3, Minnesota 4. I think the Central is going to look like Tampa Bay 1, Dallas 2, Carolina 3, and Columbus 4. I think the East is going to look Boston 1, Philly 2, Washington 3, and the Islanders 4. And I think the North Division is going to look Vancouver 1, Toronto 2, Edmonton 3, and Calgary 4. And you know what? I said I was going to name my final four my winner in this. But you know what? when I look at this, it's hard not to pick my four number one seeds as the final four. I think Colorado will. I think Colorado and Tampa are locks. I think the West and Central are locks. I think Colorado will be in the final four and Tampa will be in the final four. The East and the North are a little tougher. I think Toronto is too much of a choke artist. Vancouver, can they get there? I don't think they're not like, they lost a lot in the offseason, but they're still, like, they didn't lose much. The assets that they got in return are the to replace assets that they lost are, like, are a huge help for them. Like, and Montreal's much improved in that division as well, and I don't even have them making the playoffs. But you know what? I could be wrong, but I would have to go with my predictions. And you know what? I think... And I said I wasn't that high on Washington, but you know what? They could be in that final four as well, because I just don't know. Like, Boston is so steady, but no more Chara. Chara's on Washington. Washington's an old team as well. That's the thing. It's tough, man. Colorado and Tampa are one. Okay, I'm going three out of the four seeds. I'm going Colorado's in there, Tampa Bay's in there, Vancouver's in there, and I'm going to go that... The Philadelphia Flyers in there. Screw it. I'm going for it. The final four are going to be the Colorado Avalanche out of the West, the Tampa Bay Lightning out of the Central, the Philadelphia Flyers out of the East, and the Vancouver Canucks out of the North. There you go. Those are my final four. And out of all that, it depends. I want to say Colorado right now. The caveat for me is if Tampa Bay gets Kucherov back. If Tampa Bay gets Kucherov back for playoffs, then we have a whole different scenario. But no, I will say that the Colorado Avalanche will win the Stanley Cup. They will. The Colorado Avalanche will be the 2021 Stanley Cup champions. There you go. There are my predictions. There are the rest of my predictions. Just have to get it out there. Just throw it. It's like a band-aid. Just rip it off. Just yell them out there. The final four will be Colorado, Tampa Bay, Philly, and Vancouver. And the Colorado Avalanche will be your Stanley Cup champions for this season. There you go. There are my predictions. I love them or hate them. There they are. This has been episode 12 of season 2 of the Kings Den. The LA Kings play hockey tomorrow. Or today. Later today. The first time in 109 days. 309 days. 309 days. Get excited, Kings fans. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Kings Den. As always, before I let you go, don't forget to follow us on social media. At the Kings Den THPN on Twitter and Instagram at the Kings Den THPN. Of course, I'm your host, Jordy Cunningham. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Cunningham Jordy on Twitter at Jordy underscore Cunningham 23 on Instagram. Don't forget to follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Facebook and on YouTube. Just search the Hockey Podcast Network. We have a lot of great video footage there. And don't forget to check us out on Patreon for just $1. You can find all of our exclusive bonus content. And as always, after you check us out, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and review, and go check out all of our great other podcasts around the Hockey Podcast Network, and like, rate, subscribe, and review them as well, because we all love the feedback here at the Hockey Podcast Network, and you know, here at the Hockey Podcast Network, we bring you everything. We bring you the news, we bring you the stories, we bring you two episodes a week, and hockey, the hockey season is finally starting, and we're just going to wrap things up here at the Hockey Podcast Network. We're going to get more and more going. And you know what? It's exciting times here at the network. So get ready for it, fans, because we're a rocket ship and we're just going to keep growing here at the Hockey Podcast Network. And the season finally starting is definitely going to help us. So come along for this ride because it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for joining us for episode 12 of the Kings Den. Hockey season's here. Be excited. We have a lot to talk about over the course of the season. It's going to be super interesting to see what happens this season. As always, have a great week. Enjoy the Kings tomorrow. We're going to have two games to talk about next episode. Enjoy the games tomorrow. Stay safe. Wear your mask. Be safe. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. And we will talk to you on Monday for episode 13 of season 2 of the Kings Den.